Monday, April 17th. President called me at 1:15 in the morning last night. Pretty cranked up. Said we're to move either to get Irvin lined up on a deal on Monday, the thing we'd been talking about Sunday afternoon, or else Kleindienst is out. We're to use another subterfuge or whatever is necessary, but we must have a decision. Staff meeting this morning, Schultz raised the point that they need a 74 budget session with the president this week or next, because it involves a lot of actions now regarding vetoes and planning and so forth that need to be worked out, and we need to build some of this into the campaign. We got into the whole Kleindienst planning thing in considerable detail this morning. We had to prepare a public tender of Flanagan, cover all the bases on restrictions on him, reserving the rights on other people and so forth, and try to make the deal with Irvin, which Fannin was to do at 10 o'clock. We decided to... Irvin made the deal, and so we decided to send a Flanagan letter to the chairman, which is what Irvin wanted, that sets aside the executive privilege, agrees to take questions within our rules. And Irvin agreed that there'd be no other White House witnesses, that he'd support Kleindienst out of the committee on the 20th, that he'd take no part in the filibuster, and that he would support Kleindienst on the floor when he goes on the 27th. He said he's anxious to avoid a confrontation with the president on the sensitive constitutional question, but as the record stands now, he has to have Flanagan as a witness. The other concern was the problem of Gleason, who's due to testify on Tuesday, and we've got to stop him at any cost, so we were discussing how to do that. Since Irvin's bought the Flanagan deal, we can't cut off the hearings with a Kleindienst withdrawal. The president agreed to all this, and we went ahead and worked out the deal on that basis. So it now looks as if we may be able to get Kleindienst through after all. Vietnam line was a major matter of importance in the president's meeting this morning. He told Ziegler to be enigmatic, not tell the press anything, nothing belligerent or controversial. And he was very disturbed about a New York Times quote saying that if Hue falls, that's the end of Moscow, meaning the trip. Says we should hit the critics for shooting at the wrong target, that they should direct their fire at the communist forces from North Vietnam that are invading, rather than against the president who's trying to stop this invasion. He says Ron should say it's puzzling to him why the critics always end up taking the side of the enemy who are invading South Vietnam rather than the side of our allies who are trying to defend their country against a communist invasion. Regarding any limits on attack activities, the president will do what is necessary. The bombing will stop when they withdraw across the demilitarized zone. Regarding negotiations, we should look them cold in the eye. For almost 3 years before the January 25th speech, the press bully-ragged Ron and the president regarding the negotiations. On January 25th, the full record was put out. A lot of you who had said the administration was not going far enough had red faces. I'm not going to discuss now what's being done since January 25th, but the record, when revealed, will also leave some of you with red faces. So don't assume that the tip is all of the iceberg. He wants Colson to unleash Agnew with a tough Buchanan speech, hitting the appeasers, defeatists, taking the side of the enemy, etc. Make the point that we're proud the president is willing to risk his political future to do what's right. He's still pushing on keeping his schedule basically clear in order to concentrate on Vietnam. He was very pleased with Rogers' testimony on the Hill today. Bill did a good job, took a hard line, although before he went up, the president was very concerned about whether he would do so. As it turned out, it was really very good. The other thing the president wanted to do is get the Congress to do a resolution condemning the North Vietnamese invasion as a counter to the Muskie Resolution. Also hoped that maybe Connally would disassociate himself from the partisans who condemned the U.S. for helping the country to defeat, to defend themselves against the communist takeover rather than condemning the aggressors, that he's proud that we have a president who will stand up and so on. He wants to be sure we stay on the invasion concept and attack the attackers, especially in the debate planned for Wednesday in the Senate on Vietnam. We spent some time discussing the Kissinger trip cover. The president's idea is that we'll go to Camp David, say that Kissinger's up there with him, and that'll do it. I'm concerned that that won't do it. End of April 17th.